Who's glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Some of us. Who's glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. Amen. We've got some announcements that we're going to make today. We've got some things going on we want you to know about. We have on the 23rd, on Tuesday night, we have our church business meeting. So make sure that you are present for that Tuesday night church business meeting. And then on the 28th is our mission pledge is going to be due. On the 29th, our Ladies United Fellowship is going to be at Bratcher's Nursery, and Sister Amanda Little will be speaking, so we know that's going to be a phenomenal time. So ladies, make sure to go sign up in the foyer to let them know who's all coming. And then on May, because we're getting close to May now, this year is flying by. We have on the 4th of May is North Texas District Men's Spring Retreat. So men, it's going to be a great time. Make sure that you sign up. I believe there's a sign up online for that. It will be at the Life Church in Stephenville, Texas. There's a lot of fun. There's a skeet shooting, horseshoes, a lot of manly things for men to do and be men. Amen. Amen. And then our Mother's Memorial Pledge card also is available for the offering. It's due July the 1st, so we have some time to prepare for that if you're wanting to give. But you simply just fill out the card, place it in the offering plate, and also if you want to sponsor a foreign Bible school student, that is $200, and it's a great opportunity. You can be sure just to fill it out on that card as well. And that's just the pledge. You don't have to put the money right then, but to pledge your money there, and the money is due July the 1st. And then also today after our service, there's going to be a baptism. So make sure that you are around for that to celebrate that another soul into the water. It's exciting. Our church is moving, is active, is growing, and the kingdom of God is moving forward. So if we could stand up. And who's grateful that if you have breath in your lungs, that you've got a reason to praise the Lord. Amen. So we can begin to clap our hands, begin to glorify the King of Kings, and let's glorify His name in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. offer praise cause you reign. Praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise cause you're faithful. Praise cause you're true. Praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I praise.
I praise cause you're sovereign.
You
praise cause you reign. Praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise cause you're faithful. Praise cause you're true. Praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I praise cause you're sovereign. Praise cause you reign. Praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise cause you're faithful. Praise cause you're true. Praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I praise cause you're sovereign. Praise cause you reign. Praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise cause you're faithful. Praise cause you're true. Praise cause there's nobody greater than you.
Be
right now, we're going to take some prayer requests before the Lord, believing and healing, believing that God is going to touch each and every need that's on this paper, but each and every need that we have brought forward, maybe that isn't on this paper, I believe God is going to move. We have Dustin May's family. We have Hunter Bramlett, Bernice Smith, Sister Joanne Fryer, Brenda Black, Kathy Bounds, Marley Epler, Justin Swan, Jeff Duncan, Sister Formby, Prissy Clark, Meebel Bratcher, Charlotte Murray, Geraldine Osmus, and any need that's on this overhead, I encourage you not just to just go through a time of prayer during this part of the service, but to find a name that seems to stick out to you, a name that seems just to grab your attention, and intentionally pray for that name. Praying for healing, praying for the miraculous, but praying for a comfort and a peace until that miracle takes place. Because our God is a healer, but our God is a comforter as well. And so what I want you to do as well is, if you feel the need that you just need a little more prayer, you just need something in your spirit, something in your body, something in your mind, this is the perfect opportunity to step out in faith, to come to the front, and ministers are here prepared to pray with you and for you, anoint you with oil, and believe that God is going to move in your life and your situation. So, Father, I thank you that you've proven you're a healer. You've proven that you can do the miraculous. You've proven that you've cared for us time and time again. And so, God, I pray that I don't hold on to my own situations, my hurts for myself, but I give it to you who is greater. I give it to you who is stronger. Move today in Jesus' name.
Best thing I
seated. Our usher is going to come at this time to take our tithes and our offering. And we'll be able to worship with our giving, our sacrificial offerings today. And so, Father, thank you for what we've already felt. Thank you for what you are doing. But God, I pray you bless what is given today, that you bless the giver, anoint the word as it's brought, but anoint us to respond to it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Share life with each one of you. It is is a joy to serve Jesus Christ. There is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And I'm not that person. But Jesus is. And He is leading and guiding us by His Spirit through this climate and into a perfect climate. A wonderful level of life is given here. It's called the kingdom of God in the earth. And as, of course, any business or any of the government of this universe or this United States, there are things that keep us in line with each other and with the future. And so when it comes to business meetings, it is imperative that you are signed in as a member of the United Pentecostal Church and that you agree to the terms of a voting capability. If you have not done that, please, we will try to have some membership forms or the paragraphs that define that more clearly. But it is a place of discipline. I've tried to mention it several times this past year during the course of just being up here, that voting is a very empowering thing because that can change the future of our assembly. Now, disciplines are important to being able to vote because we discipline this flesh according to the Bible. Lay aside every weight and the sin. And so we facilitate the best we can and to bring about a conformity and a unity. And we love everybody. It doesn't make any difference if they just come out of the gutter, stagger in with alcohol, breath. We going to care about them. But at the same time, for people to vote ministries in, I know that my life is, I probably don't have 20 more years of preaching in me. I'm 74 and not too many 90-year-olds pastoring. So it's probably a real close event in my life and your world. And so it's going to be important that we agree upon those terms of helping our future and our children. It's one of the ways we have of protecting our children as they grow up, and that is disciplines and obedience to the doctrines of the faith. So it's important. Being born again is one of those things. That is being filled with the Holy Ghost, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then he tells us, lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. And that way we characterize Jesus Christ in our daily conversation. If you've been a habitual liar, try to get rid of it quick. We're going to help you the best we can. And so I just wanted to make sure that you're current with that. And we have papers that would, if you want a paper on what the meaning of a member of the United Pentecostal Church is, we can get that for you very carefully and clearly. So God bless you. If you have any questions, please feel free to call the church during the week, and we will try to make sure. And, of course, for this coming Tuesday night, you don't have much time, but we will try to watch the phone if you leave a message. Or if you want to call and come by, we will try to be available in some form or another. But I am thrilled today to know how close we are to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords returning to get His bride or his church out of the world. Now today I'm going to maybe use the overhead for some scriptures, but I am going to try to carefully go through some things that will help us as we go through what's happening in America today. Our stance, our position within ourself, know thyself, the Bible said. It is important that you are current with power from on high. That's why Acts 2:38 is such an imperative. It's not a Pentecostal thing. It is a God thing. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He came externally. God became sin. That is a huge statement. God robed himself in sinful flesh. God was in Christ through his blood, through his sacrifice, and the spirit he generated. He called us into his kingdom through the power of the Spirit. And that's why Acts 1:8 is such an imperative to understand and know. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You will sense a great change just obeying any scripture. But that's not the power of God unto salvation. That is the path of God that leads you through this world to the divine finale. And so today the ministry is, I'm going to talk about the view from the hill, the place where Jesus breathed his last breath. If you would just think about it that way, a view from the hill. He carried his own cross there. So the Bible says, take up your cross and follow me. There is always a distinctive to people that walk with a cross. People that walk with the cross share the glory of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so today, let's look at Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And I want to say it this way while you're turning to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, or maybe they can put it on the overhead. I don't have anything other than just scripture today that we will be putting up there. But too many people do not have an active relationship with God. That's why it says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And that's why it is imperative to make every church service, because that shows your addiction to brotherhood, to godliness, and to the future. It's not about just being there. It's not about you getting a chocolate bar or a strawberry cream pie. It is about being there to stay current with the current events and current status of power and the current status of the world trying to invade our children and our marriages and our relationships. It is happening now, and if ever we needed to get together, because where two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, I'll get there and I'll be with you. That's a huge event. So, Hebrews, the 12th chapter, wherefore, and old Brother Holly used to say, if you're looking at that word there, look and see what it's there for. Seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, that's the people in the Bible, and that's others on this earth that are able to lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. Lying is one of those things that's easy to come by. Don't lie to yourself. That's the one you don't want to lie to. But you don't want to lie at all, because that is a vagrancy and it leaves us incomplete. So let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, and despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3, for consider him that endured all of the contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you get weary and faint according to all the things that are asked of you. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. So somehow today I would like to just weave the wonderfulness of his word and his spirit and put you in a incubator sort of thing so that you can breathe the power of God in everything you talk about and walk in and share life with people that are of like precious faith. And so it's verse 4, you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. So if you could realize with me for the next few minutes what drove him, Jesus Christ, to say, I must be up and about my Father's business. And that's where the United Pentecostal Church makes its stand. We have decided without a question, we are going to be up and about the Father's business. The Father's business, and you got to understand, I've tried to make it very clear the last 2 years, Father just means source. The father of the clock, the father of creation in the world itself, the Father is the Spirit of God that created all things. And if you want to test it, just try holding your breath, because it is God who gives us our life. And the next breath is God doing his thing. You activate the lungs process so you don't put water in your lungs, so you can keep the air that God is affording us. The same is true with your spiritual nature. You learn how to discipline your thoughts, discipline your spirit, discipline your lifestyle, and you live within the parameter or the circle of the redeemed of the Lord. Well, those are fabulous things. So realize I must be up and about my Father's business. So we climb with him in the spirit. Every day we wake up and it's this old flesh that just doesn't want to pray the first thing in the morning. But I cannot, as a leader and a pastor, just pass by the idea. The first thing in the morning, there ought to be a praise that comes out of our mouth. Thank you, Lord, for some rest. Thank you, Lord, that I've got enough energy to get up and go to work. Thank you, Lord. You don't have to say it all out loud, but it's a good idea to let your children hear you. It's a good idea to let your wife know. It's a good idea to let your husband know. Because he said, when you begin to praise him, I will feel that area of praise. The book says it this way. He inhabits the praise of his people. We practice it at church services, but we involve ourselves in the car, the house. I was trying to get a friend of mine's name from years ago gone by. Used to live out in the Powderly area. And one day I had some trouble and he picked me up. And we didn't go a mile till he was saying, hallelujah. Thank God, Brother Meyer. I just praise God for this old car. I just praise God for this. I mean, he just couldn't stop. Well, guess what happened to Bob Meyer? I'm like, this is awesome. This is a man that is staying in touch with Jesus Christ. And I felt that presence. But there is a wonderfulness way beyond this. where you'll never be tempted again. Never. You will have the success story that you've always wanted. I didn't cave in. I'd like to say life was not designed after the fall of man to be a bed of roses, as the old saying goes. It is not just about getting up in the morning. There would be no trophies. There would be no championship moments if there was not a battle. If there was not an opposition. And so God designed it so that His heaven would be filled with conquest. Men and women that chose to join Him in His Word and His Spirit, and that with that togetherness, they would conquer the world. Well, what an opportunity stands before us as we have the privilege and the beauty of sharing His Word and sharing His Spirit, and then to share His new world, the heaven of heavens. There is coming a day when you will never even think about another headache. You will never even think about a distorted thought pattern. Everything will be holy or perfect in that land of forever. So let's look at Romans, the 8th chapter. Paul is speaking to the church at Rome. And in the 15th verse, he said, "You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father." The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. God doesn't come in and force carnality to behave. God acquiesces to His Spirit in us. And so it's called the Holy Ghost, or being born again, because there are some nice people that have never been born again. But don't let that goof you up. That born-again experience is Christ in us. Christ in us. Well, guess what Christ did when they put Him in a grave? Somebody say He got out. You're going to get out if that Spirit dwelleth in you, the Bible said. This same Spirit, He says, will quicken your mortal body. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you shall be changed. And in that moment, you will just, without ever worrying about the gas station. You're not going to have any fuel from CEFCO. No matter that they've got it all conquered on every entrance and exit from Paris. He's got the whole world conquered. And in Him, we live, we move, and have our being. That's straight out of the book. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want a lesser life. Let people make fun of me driving a Cadillac. Who does he think he is? Let them think what they want. Be ye holy is not a negative. Be ye holy puts you in a relationship with God who is holy, and in Him there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Whichever way you look at Him, you see victory. Whichever way you sense Him, you see possible. Whenever way you look at Him, you see great things. He's just great. I mean, He's the one that keeps the ground watered. He's the one that grows the vegetation. He's the one that gives you your breath in a second. He is Lord over all, in you all, and with you all. Well, that's straight all out of the book. It's not about a local group name. It's at the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. You are Lord. You are God. You are able. You cannot be afraid. You're coming back to get us out of the grave. Ladies and gentlemen, there ought not to be anything so exciting as fighting the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life, the Bible said. I'm here to tell you that God is in this city and God is working in this county right now, but this morning He is joining the praisers. And if you've got an indictment in your body that is trying to weaken your body, lift up your heart, lift up your head, lift up your voice, and let the King of Healing come in. I'm here to tell you the healer is in the house. I'm telling you the God-given power of creation is in this house. Why don't we just praise Him right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How could we be any less than excited if we really know what we've got going in our heart and mind? How could we not be excited to know if I live, I'm Christ, but if I die, I'm better than that? That's straight out of the book. For me to live is Christ, but to die is gain, the way it's worded. It is huge to realize I am in Christ Jesus, a new creation. All things are passed away. And all things are becoming new. How do they become new? Because I see through the eyes of holiness. I see through the life of holiness. I walk in holiness. I love holiness because holiness is pureness. And without pureness, things can trip and trap us. And that's why you've got so many disarranged homes in our world. And that's why this assembly has dedicated itself to absolutely doing everything possible to reach into the abyss of people living in so much torment or hell and trying to reach them. And we're going to do better than we've ever done the rest of this year. We are going to put our shoulder to the task, and we are going to move things out of the way, and we are going to give clear passage to the verbs and the adjectives and the nouns and the pronouns of the mighty God in Christ. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. That wasn't another God. It wasn't a plurality of God. It was the Spirit itself that moved into a human body, and Mary birthed that body, and Mary watched that body, and then she praised that body, and she began to be filled with the Holy Ghost in Acts, the second chapter, because she was part in the process, but she was part also in the perfecting of the body. He does say, shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. But he loves to just hear you just sort of say love things to Him. Let Him know this is not just a meeting. This is an encounter with You, God. I am wrapping my heart around You more carefully. I want my life to be stronger and more illuminating. Trying to read, figure out which scripture to give you next, if you're wondering why I'm slowed down. Let's go ahead and read the 1 Peter 1, 6 through 8. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if it need be, and watch this statement, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. So you see in this the writing of your emotional side, but it rhymes and has rhythm with the scripture that says, I will make the high places low and the low places high and the crooked places straight. There are no gold medals for people that don't go through stuff like that. The football games, basketball games, all the Olympics, I marvel when I see some of those people on those skis jump over there and then start doing flips. And I think that could be me. I see a lot of that stuff and I think, you know what? There is coming a day when no heartache shall come. Go ahead, somebody knows it. Alabama. God wants you to have that every morning. So he said, call on me in the day of trouble. I'll give you peace that passes understanding. But you can't try to figure it out with carnal concepts. It's got to be a spiritual aptitude that begins to work in your life. That renewing of the Holy Ghost, the Bible calls it, is a activation of prayer until you pray in the Spirit. And here's the equation for it. Howbeit in the Spirit we speak mysteries, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession with the source Father of life. And in that, out of that comes the wonderfulness. If you've been studying the Word, He will elevate that Word. You don't have to know the exact place it is, but if you've been listening to the preacher, it will activate the ministry of the Word. And it will begin to put power in you. And then you can literally move mountains. And so he uses this in the Old Testament. I will make the crooked places straight. I'll make the high places low, the low places high. In other words, I'll make it livable. I will make it doable. And in the process of that, you're not worried about next month's payment. You've got a bank account. So you're not going to be worried about it. Writing out that check on the third for $7,000 for insurance. You're just going to go write the check. And that's, I like one of my old Baptist preachers, he used to say, he said, we carry checks on the bank of heaven, but forget to cash them at the window of prayer. Cash in on what's happening. Cash in on what's going on. Or make it a current event in your life. And so that you can afford to go on outside and not worry about the devil. Not worry about the devil robbing your kids. Not worried about the devil robbing your husband. Not worrying about the devil robbing your wife. I'm here to tell you it's time for the church to rise up in its superiority. In Jesus Christ, we are new creations. We are not just the same old guy walking with a new title over our head. We are in Jesus Christ. We are into the Word. We walk in the Word. We live in the Word. We talk the Word. Don't let the world change our thought patterns. We change their thought patterns because they are wonderful and glorious, and there's nothing like it in the world. The greatest trophy in the world can't compare with being born again and being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and walking in the Spirit or being filled with the Holy Ghost. You say, Pastor, you're really preaching hard. It's your life I'm working on. It's your world. I want you to go to heaven. I don't want you to go to church, to go to church, to go to church and say, I signed in. No, I want to eat the bread. I want the wine of the Spirit. I want to go out of that house of God on Wednesday night and on Sunday morning and on Sunday night. And I want to go in there. And when I come out, I want to be intoxicated with God Almighty. I want to be intoxicated with the glory of the new wine. Hallelujah. That keeps me positive and keeps me powerful. And keeps me clean and keeps me holy. And so I gladly dress in a way that causes the world to look. Here's what the Bible said. Ye are living epistles, known and read of all men. Who in here speaks French? You speak Spanish? Do you? French? Yeah. Tell that old man back there that we love him. See the guy with the glasses on? Tell him in French. You're smart. Coach, forgive me for picking on you. I just like you so much. Folks, this is not just a game. This is a future. This is not just an audition. It is an engagement. He's already audited your life before you ever got here. He knows how many hair you got left on your head, brother. Don't be looking around. Come on, folks. This is not some boring situation. I'm involving myself in the greatest thing going in the world. Nothing greater than the church, the body of Christ in the earth. There is nothing greater. And when it is a part of the body, it listens to the same deity. You can't have fragmented arm over here call another church group and another arm over here call another church group and call it the body of Christ. This arm and this arm work off of the same heart. This arm and this arm work off of the same head. So you cleanse your hands, you cleanse your heart, you cleanse your mind, and guess who moves in? And the same God that's living in RLM is supposed to be living in you and you and you and you and that young man beside you. I like him. What a gentleman. He almost always sees to it and shake my hand if he's within reach or if I'm within reach. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not to be just another day. This is a day that I'm going to eat from the bread of life. It is another day I'm going to renew my spirit. I am going to renew my thought patterns. I am going to get it all together. And I am going to add to my faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance brotherly love. If you get that scripture and you start activating that scripture, you will walk out of the altar or your home altar or your area where you read the Bible, and you will walk out and you will begin to get involved in every one of those names that I just mentioned. And great is thy power, and great is thy word. And then you can pick up David's stone and kill Goliath. Well, it didn't sound very exciting. Are you so far away from kindergarten David and the Goliath that you think that was not some masterful power with God working in him? That was God working with a little boy, and he wound that sling up and he threw that stone, and that stone went right where it was going. And that's why you need to look at the weak things that look so big in your life, and you say, I bring the name of Jesus, because he is the rock of ages, he is the firm foundation, there's none beside him, none like him, and I want to know more about him, I want to live in him.
Him. I want to walk with Him. I want to talk with Him. I want Him to show up in our schools. Him to show up in our church, in our workplaces. Him to show up out yonder at the ball games. Him. He is coming back. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and kneel and worship at my feet. Now, I don't have a spirit to give him. He's not even going to know how much this is till she gets it. But he's going to come home after reaching hungrily after more of God. That's the best I can do. I can't give him a new spirit, but God will. I said, I can't give him a new spirit, but I can preach about a God that will. And when he gets back to the bench, she's going to sense they're both wealthier. Both better off. Both are going to have more. That one has already seen so many miracles. I believe it's at least three, isn't it, that I have seen, witnessed myself. Turn, let everybody see this miracle. We stood there and didn't know for sure, but we had a sure foundation that knew for sure. And she's smiling around here and toddling around here, and she gets my attention all the time. Now, she don't necessarily like me more, but I like seeing her. And God loves seeing you. God loves to be in your world. You ever hurt? You ever been hurt in your heart? Has God ever come through?
Yes, He has.
Yes, she lost her husband. Yes, she has experienced tough times. But I can almost assure you that every day she comes up with a smile through the tears, through the haunted feelings that try to rip and tear her life. Because she sees other ladies that still got a husband. Don't you know what the devil says? Your God's let you down. Your God don't care as much about you as you thought He did. I can tell you, I've watched her fight. I would never use her in this service if I did not watch her for months after months. Fight every evil spirit, because she has a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords that lives in her fingers to her toes, and it gravitates to victory every time there is a weird feeling come around. Am I lying or dying? I've watched it. God will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. It's called the Holy Ghost for a reason. Nobody can see what's doing the work. God wants to glorify Himself through your praise. Could you just shout hallelujah one time? That's what I'm believing for as we get ready to have an altar service here. But as we leave this house today, I am believing everybody's going to take courage and put it right in their fist and right in their voice and right in their ears. No matter what they hear, they're going to turn it into courageousness. No matter what they feel, they're going to turn it into courage. And they're going to know, I am the Lord that changeth not, and I am in you, and I will be with you, and I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You can count on me. I'm a 24-hour God. I am a day after day God. I am able. I'm not in a grave. I'm not way off in heaven. I am in your world called the Holy Spirit. And if you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and you have not been filled with the Holy Ghost, this is the really weird thing as the musicians come. It really weirds me out. I've never seen anybody blessed by a good cussing. And I've never seen anybody hurt by talking in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gave the utterance. And for that, I am marveled as I watch people over and again. Here's what the book said. Acts 1 and 8, if you're looking in your scripture and you want a foundation for what Pastor's speaking about, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come. So how do you get it? Acts, the second chapter. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's Acts chapter 2, 37, 38. And you can read on other and find out even more gratifying relationship. But the Holy Ghost is not just a weirded out thing. Here's the furtherance of that experience. Paul said it this way, the guy that used to kill Christians. He said, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. He understood, howbeit in the Spirit we speak mysteries, for the Spirit itself maketh intercession. I have seen mothers and dads curse their children, and they're the ones that brought them into the world. The kids didn't ask to get here. And then they would curse their kids because they didn't train them right. He said that we are to chasten them. Don't spare the rod. But do it in love. Not aggravation, because they've hurt your feeling or your reputation. You don't beat them up for that, because you just pour more of the same Spirit in them. But when you have the Holy Ghost and you're walking in Jesus, you'll be wanting not to do it, but you know you need to do it. And so he says, he that chasteneth not his children doesn't love them. But he that chasteneth his children show love. Because you don't do it because you're mad at them. You do it because they didn't practice the principle and you want to bring them back in. And so God is letting America experience a whole lot of things. But he's not mad at us. He ever liveth with stretched out arms. Come unto me, all you that are weary and brokenhearted and are feeling shame because you don't have enough power to overcome what you're feeling in life. He said, come to me. I will give you rest and I will empower you. And going up and down steps is no bigger thing, because you will have the power of God unto victory. God bless you as you sing. This altar's open. We stand together and pray. Not my will, but thine be done. Reach out in your spirit and pray for those that could not be here today. When Zion travails, sons and daughters are born. This would be a good day for some travailers. Maybe there's some travailers that would like to slip down to the front of the building and travail over the lost of our city, over lost family members. Revival is going to happen. I would like for it to happen in Parish United Pentecostal Church. We're not willing that any should perish. We're going to extreme.
anybody that's not been baptized in the name of Jesus. We have several closets, several rows. We're prepared.
Garrett Wayne Burmester, upon confession of your faith and in obedience to the word of the Lord, I now baptize you in the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I baptize you in the name of Jesus that brings the blood of cleansing.
Sacrifice.
life right now.